Welcome to the Playful Spirituality Podcast, a place to reconnect to spirit, to reclaim your unbridled wildness, and to bring you home to you. I'm Cara Viana, and I'm honored to be on this adventure with you. This is a place to discover your magic and your superpowers. And yes, you definitely have them. It's designed to tap you into the unconditional love and support flowing to you, and to help you access that wild, unbridled joy that we so often lose touch with. You can expect all sorts of resources, from spiritual and practical tools and teachings to guided meditations and energy healing. We'll have some special guests and even some live readings. This show is for all of us who are humaning, to help you navigate this ride of life. If you are open to a little more support, more ease, a broader connection to the universe and to yourself, then stay tuned and find out what might be possible with an infusion of playful spirituality. Good afternoon, good evening, or good morning, wherever and whenever you are listening to this. I'm really excited for the conversation we're going to have today, even though we will be in different places at different times. This connection is really fun for me, and I hope that it is for you as well. I want to talk about something that's been really relevant to me lately, and I think will be relevant for really most everyone if you dive into it a bit. And that is the topic of being in flow with life, particularly with the season of life that you're in. So we're in winter season right now, and I talk a lot about winter when we are in winter season. But today, differently, I would like to talk about seasons of life, as in the phrase that we use to talk about phase of life. So really, this is about the phases of life that you're in. I do think it's really beneficial to also understand about the seasons. So if you haven't had that conversation with me yet, maybe go back. We'll tag a few in the show notes, a few of the episodes where we've talked about that before, but it's probably winter last year where we were really talking about that. And we've done some free workshops on it too. So I'll make sure we tag some of those things in the show notes. But to talk about the phases of life you're in, these seasons of life that we refer to, and I'll give you some examples. I want you to be thinking while we're riffing on this about what is the specific season of life that you are in right now, because you're definitely in something. There's the really big obvious ones, like right now I'm in the season of being a new mom, a really obvious phase of life, because fuck it, everything is different. So there's those really big obvious seasons of life, like if you're an empty nester and the kids have just moved out, if you're in a season of grief, if you've suffered a really big loss, if you're in a season of retirement or starting that first job or being in school, or these are seasons of life in the really big obvious ways. But then we also have smaller, shorter seasons of life. So maybe the first few weeks of school when your kids are headed back to school, that's a really short, but it's a specific season of life. Or they're on spring break. That's a season, a short one, but a season. Or you've had a sinus infection for the last 2 weeks. That's a season of life. It's just a little one. And those could be kind of longer things too. So for example, the kids are home all summer. That's a different season of life than you have going on the rest of the year. You injured your back and maybe it's like a 2 week thing where it's kind of sore. Or maybe this has been a several year journey. Maybe you're going through cancer treatment, or you're taking care of an ailing family member, or whatever your season of life is. So I want you to be thinking about, what's that season of life for you? First question, important one. What is your season of life that you're in? And then the second thing I want to start riffing on is, what is the season that you're in asking of you? What is expected of you different in this season of life than perhaps other ones? So for example, the things that are being asked of me, not necessarily on purpose, but this season of life is asking of me to be awake at many, many hours of the night on, 1 second notice, right in the middle of a deep REM cycle, or at any point be up, awake, and alert and ready to take care of someone whose life depends on me at any moment of the day, 24/7. So the season is asking me to be extremely sleep deprived. It's asking me to be ready on a moment's notice. It's asking me to take good enough care of my body that I can be producing breast milk. It's asking of me to nurse the baby. That's a choice I'm making, obviously, but because I'm making that choice, that's one of the things that is there for me to do. I have to make sure to drink enough water and eat enough food that my body can produce this milk. This season of life is asking me to be slow, patient, and regulated, while also going through fucking batshit crazy hormonal swings while my body's trying to regulate and heal from pregnancy, birth, and postpartum, all while not sleeping, all while feeding a child. So there's a lot that's being asked of me. If you're in a season of taking care of someone with an illness, for example, you might be asked to spend a lot of hours in a day doing these things. There might be a lot of tasks that you're being asked to do, but you might also be asked to show up with love and compassion, to be in that space of compassion way more often than we normally would in your average seasons. If you're in the season of empty nesters, let's say you've had, you know, the last 25 years you've been raising kids and the last one just moved out, you might be in a season of life that's asking you to rediscover yourself, to turn your focus, of a season of shifting focus from taking care of others to taking care of you. The season might be asking you to figure out what you like to do now. What are your hobbies? What are your desires? To reprioritize life. The season might be asking you to reassess and address and commit to the partner that you're with. Maybe you've used the kids as the reason to stay together all these years, and now it's like, well, who even are you, and who are you, and what is this relationship like, and let's redefine it now that it's not all centered around going to soccer games. Let's say you are in the season of life as a little season, like you're in the season of the first few weeks of school. Well, that's asking you to create a new schedule. It's asking you to get everyone up earlier than maybe you were during the summer. It's asking you to be really, really regulated, because there's probably going to be a lot that your kids are processing going to school. Maybe that season is asking of you to get really organized so that you can have lunches and backpacks and I don't know what else, like prepped and ready to go. When we have seasons of life that are requiring us to do something different than is our average, especially if it's asking for more, or I suppose actually less, regardless, if it's asking us to do something different, sometimes we are hard on ourselves for following or not following what it's asking. So let me give you a really easy example. We've probably all had an injured back at some point, or shoulder or hip or something, neck, big or small, right? When that happens, you're being asked to probably rest or make time for some gentle stretching, or take a hot bath, lay on an ice pack, go to the chiropractor. These are all things that take time and energy. It's also probably you're being asked not to get up and do a big workout, not to reach down and lift something heavy all day, not to run around and, you know, throw a football if your neck is out or whatever. But we fight against the things that we're being asked of so often. So this is where I want to talk about being in the flow or being out of the flow, battling against this current or being with the current of what life is asking of you in this season, what this particular season is asking of you. And I'm sure you can imagine why this is such a big deal for me right now. We just recently did a free workshop called The Art of Slowing Down. The external season of winter asks us to slow down, to gear down, to shift down into what my dad calls granny gear when you're driving. If you're driving a big truck, shift it down to granny gear and just creep along. Granny gear has more power than the other gears. This is, you know, when my dad started out logging and surveying, and we would talk about So he's referring to if you're in driving a big truck and you're trying to winch a log, or you're hauling something really heavy, you want to shift down into granny gear and use all your power, not for speed, but for strength, all your power for the momentum you've got to start to build to climb up this hill with this giant log or whatever it is. And that's what we do in winter. We need to slow down because our energy is being diverted towards something that we can't see usually. Big shifts and changes are happening in winter, but they happen internally. Think caterpillar in a chrysalis, bear in a hibernation. So for me personally, I'm in that winter, as many of us in the Northern Hemisphere are, that's asking me to slow down. And I'm in the season of motherhood. This season of new motherhood is asking me to be really present with my son. It's asking me to let things take 10 times longer than I think they're gonna take. I recently refinished a credenza TV stand thing, which I know when I say that makes me sound like I'm a fucking super mom, because what? You're raising this baby and then you're refinishing furniture? Let me tell you, it was not impressive. Could have been a one-day project, or let's say a weekend project, because paint had to dry. It was not a very impressive refinishing. I mean, it looks like it was impressive, but it was definitely not fancy. It took me fucking 6 months, maybe seven. Just go to the paint store and pick out some samples was on my list for like 2 months, because even getting to the paint store 15 minutes away was damn near impossible. So this season is asking me to be patient beyond patient. It's asking me to not look at and not be wigged out by the millions of things that are screaming at me that they need to be done, and just be okay with the fact that today my day looked like changing a diaper and playing on the floor with my baby and feeding him in the high chair, which then got really messy. So then cleaning the high chair and then lifting him over to the sink because he hates his face getting wiped. So we pulled him over the sink and let him play in the water while I try to wipe his face. And then while I was doing that, he grabbed a coffee cup that was sitting next to the sink full of coffee and then dumped that. So then I'm wiping the counters. And so these things that could take like 10 seconds, right? Let me grab a wipe and wipe his face, winds up taking this whole big long thing. Everything takes a lot longer. He just got into a phase, and no one fucking warned me about this phase, which honestly, all of my parent friends, thank you for not telling me this was coming. We just got to a phase where all of a sudden he's completely rejecting putting a diaper on in a lying position. If you try to lie him down, he will torque and twist. And even my husband, who's like 200 and I don't know, he's a huge dude, right? Huge, muscly dude. He's really big. And he's like, no, it's like impossible. It's not fun for anyone. So overnight, I had to become an expert at diapering a baby that's standing, crawling, or sitting in my lap. And it's amazing how fast you can become adept at some new skill. So life is asking me, the season of life is asking me to be present, to shift on a dime, and to let things take fucking forever. And not most of that is natural to me. I mean, you would follow me around and you would say, Kara, you're a natural mom. And sure, for the most part, this is going well and I am enjoying it. Not all the time, for sure. But the patience piece, the slowing down piece, the being not quote unquote productive, that's not normal for me. And I know I understand that what I'm doing is like the most important and the most productive thing. It just doesn't fucking look like it, you know? And those aren't natural things to me, but that's what I'm being asked of. When I go with what this season is asking of me, it is beautiful. And when I try to go against it, it bucks me off like a fucking bull at a rodeo. Every time. It stresses me out. It overwhelms me. It taxes my nervous system. And so I want to ask you, what is the season of life you're in asking of you? And we're going to put these questions in the show notes too, in case you want to come back and journal on them if you're like driving or jogging or, you know, multitasking like many of us do. And I, just so you know, love multitasking. So this whole baby thing, not always the space for multitasking, and that I gotta be okay with that. So what is it asking of you? What is the season you're in? What is it asking of you? And are you generally going against it or with it? And you'll know, because going against it probably feels like shit. It feels hard. It feels overwhelming. And when you're in the flow going with it, maybe it feels great, or maybe it just feels easier. If you're in a phase of immense grief, or you're in a phase of taking care of someone going through cancer treatment or something that's a really pretty fucking difficult thing to do, going with the flow is not going to make it euphoric, but it is going to make it less headbutting for you. If you're in a phase of grief and you're trying to be super, super productive, or you're trying to, you know, maybe the season of grief is asking you to do things to help bring yourself back into alignment on the regular. It's probably asking you for a lot of self-care. Maybe it's asking you for periods of quiet so that you can feel, but then maybe it's also asking you not to get sucked into that and to actually schedule things on your calendar that will get you out of the house or out of that deep grief so you don't slip into a despair. Depending on who you are, there are different things being asked of you that are for your best in the season that you're in. And think about when you're going with that flow, when you're following those things. Let's say you've got some friends and they set up some regular things on your calendar to get you out of the house. And then you carve out a little bit of time for yourself to go ahead and take a bath and cry your face off and let it out for a bit. And then you go watch a stand-up comedy special, which will get you out of your head for a second, lets you forget what you're feeling. And then you laugh for a minute, and the laughter's good medicine. And then you go get a massage or do something that feels really good for your soul. Maybe you go stand next to the ocean, or you hug a tree, or you get into nature, or you go drive a car really fast on a racetrack, whatever it is for you. And that helps bring you back into alignment so that you've got periods where you can feel okay, even though you're going through a period of grief. That would be perhaps being in the flow. And what does it feel like when you're in that flow versus when you're not, listening to what this season of life is asking of you? If you're sick and you're trying to be super productive and still go to work and do all the things, when you're being asked to sit down and, you know, eat saltines and watch a movie so that you don't barf all day, or maybe what you're being asked is like, can you please not leave the bathroom? And then you try to leave the bathroom and go out into the world and do something and you just shit your pants all day. That's not going with the flow. This is a ridiculous, if you have to stay in the bathroom, you kind of have to stay in the bathroom. But you can see what I mean here. I'm exaggerating it. Not going with the flow is not working well. For me, when I'm catching myself not going with the flow, it's when I am allowing the things that need to get, or that I want to get done, to put pressure on me, and then I begin to feel overwhelmed. Or when I'm trying to multitask and juggle too many things. I've noticed that we've had days where we've had a lot of help. And we have an amazing nanny who comes in a bit. Sometimes we have a lot more help, and sometimes we have a lot less help. Sometimes there are days when, you know, my partner is here and the nanny is here, and we're both trying to work from home, and we're doing this like hot potato game with the baby, where, okay, I'm going to take him and I'm going to breastfeed and I'm going to play with him for a few minutes. And then I've got to go to record a podcast for all of you. And so I hand him off to the nanny, and then she's going to rock him to sleep for his nap. And then she hands him to my partner, who's going to, take him outside and play for a bit. And then I come back in and take him, and then I'm going to feed him lunch. And we're going round and round and round and round and round. And while I'm doing that, I'm trying to be productive because there's all these things that I want to get done. Okay, you take it, and then I'm going to run down to the store because I wanted to grab that thing. And then I'm going to rush back here and I'm going to fold this fucking sheet or whatever. There's a lot happening. And those are really productive days, and there's a lot of help, and it seems like it would be so much easier. But the days where I don't have any help and it's just me and my son here at the house, and I let go of all expectation of getting anything done other than play with him, and maybe we went for a walk? Or maybe we're going to like try to have some kind of play date, or maybe it was just us all day in the house and that was it. And it was nurse and nap and feed and play and repeat and repeat and repeat. Because it puts me in a space of not trying to do so many things, I'm a lot less overwhelmed. And days like that can sometimes be easier and more in the flow than the other kind of days. Not always. Not always. Part of what this season of life is asking me is to make sure that I take care of myself and prioritize time for me so that I can show up and be a good mom, so that I can wake up all these times throughout the night, so that I can show up wanting and excited to spend time with him. And when I'm not making time for me, because it's really fucking easy not to make time for myself. Like, it's far easier to not than to actually try to do it. It doesn't go as well. So here's the next question I have for you. What are the actions, the behaviors, thoughts, or outlooks that are going with the season, and what are the ones that are going against it? And let me give you an example. One of the things that really works well, one of the thoughts or outlooks that works really well, that my partner and I have to keep reminding ourselves is, this is a season of life we are in. This is not forever, and one day we're gonna miss it. When I remind myself of that, it puts me into a frame of mind of being in gratitude and appreciation for the season that I'm in, even though it's really fucking hard sometimes. And it brings me back to a place of instantly reprioritizing all the things that I want to be doing. I want to be redecorating decorating. I want to be decorating this and this and this part of my house that we haven't decorated yet. I want to be, you know, there's a remodel we want to do on the backyard, a big project back there. There's building in my business I want to do. There's all these activities and outings and things I would like to go do. I miss dancing. I want to go to a concert and a club, and I want to go and all these things. And when I remind myself I'm in a season of life and it's temporary, then I go, you know what? It's okay. It's okay that I don't go to concerts right now. It's okay that I'm not renovating the backyard right now. It's okay that I'm not building my business, growing my business at the moment. Because the season of life that I'm in is asking me to savor and enjoy this fleeting period. And to me, that's important. That is a priority. So I can do some things, but when I look at it, when my outlook is one of keeping that priority straight in my head, everything gets easier in my system. When I begin to expect more of myself than is reasonable, or I bemoan the things that I can't do right now, I got an amazing invitation from a friend of mine. It's her 40th birthday. She's like, we're going to, where was it? The Bahamas? I can't remember. It's, you know, she's 6 months from now and we're staying at this resort, and come, it's a long weekend and blah, blah. And then she said, partners are welcome, kids are not. And I was like, fuck, I'm out. I will probably still be breastfeeding and not in a place where I have any desire to be leaving my baby yet at that point. And if I let myself get really bummed out for the things that I am not doing right now, that's going against the season I'm in. Let's take another example here. Let's say you're just heading into retirement and you have these particular patterns or these beliefs that whatever work you do is the value that you put into the world, and that makes you a good person. And if that's a belief that you have, then retirement is not going to go well. If you have behaviors of numbing out or using substances to an extreme degree to not feel your feelings, that might be a behavior that's really challenging if you're in a period of grief and what is being asked of you is to feel and release emotion. And I'm not putting that judgment on anyone. That may or may not be what a season of grief is asking of you. For all I know, a season of grief might be asking you to fucking numb out with substances. So just an example, not a blanket statement for everyone's season of grief. Please hear that before you self-judge or think I'm judging, because definitely not. So I want to say them again here. What season of life are you in? What is this season asking of you? Are you working against your season or with it? Or what does it look like when you are working with the season, with the flow? And what does it look like when you're working against it? And if you're journaling, I want you to write down, what are the feelings when I'm going with the flow or when I'm going against it? And what are the actions? Like, what does it outwardly look like? Because usually we'll be able to notice the feelings first. So for me, it's like overwhelm. It's anxiety. I find myself like feeling all this pressure and not enjoying life as much. Those are all signs for me right now in this season that I am not going with the flow of the season of life. When I'm present and I'm just laughing and I'm taking pictures of the baby and we're goofing off and whatever else, I'm lighthearted. There's an enjoyment, there's a peace, there's an ease, there's a simplicity that I'm feeling. And that is a good sign that I'm going with the season that I'm in. So I would love to hear, you can send me a message on the social platforms or hit me with an email or whatever. I would love to hear how this lands for you and tell me the answers to this. If you're journaling through this, or if you're, you know, thinking about it while you're driving, what are the answers to these questions? And the very last one I want to leave you with is, what is one thing that if you could magically shift it inside yourself would make being in flow with this season go so much better? And I'm not talking about an outward circumstance. Like, of course, if you're going through cancer treatments, then you're going to say, like, not have cancer. That would make this season of life much easier. I'm talking about internal. For me, I can tell you right off the bat, if I could, oh, actually, maybe there's two. Let me see, which one is top? Maybe balance my hormones. Like, if I could hit fast forward on my body being able to recalibrate back to hormonal balance, that might be top. But second would be if I had the ability to ignore all of the things that are wanting to be done, like this part of the house is a mess and this part still needs to get set up and you've got to buy curtains for that room still and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And that's for my house and my life and my business. All those things kind of scream at me all the time. And if I could tune that out truly, like energetically, completely, I can do some, but if I could completely just be at peace regardless of all the things that are asking for me to do them, that would have probably a huge impact. So I'm going to be thinking about that. How could I maybe eke my way towards that? And I would love to hear your answers to these questions. Happy season, whatever your season is, remember that they are all temporary. Sending love to your seasons. Hey friends, I'm back. I'm back with a little PS to this episode. Recording this a few days later, I realized there's a couple things I still wanted to say that I didn't get to put into the episode, and I think might be pretty helpful. I got to actually, after recording that, go have a date night with my man, which is, let me tell you, right now with a new baby, so, well, okay, he's 9 months old, so he's not new baby anymore. Probably have to stop calling him that. But to us, we are new parents, and the handful of times we've gotten to go have a date night was just a game changer. So we got to have one, and it was so special, and we were having such fun talking about this topic, and I, in discussing, was like, wait, I got to go back and tell everybody, but I'm way too, I was going to say lazy. There's nothing lazy about me these days, but schedule-wise, there's no going back and re-recording this episode, so I'm bringing you P.S. And I don't think that's a normal thing people do with podcasts, but there's nothing normal about me either. So here's what I want to say. I want to say that there is a level of complexity and nuance to this. We were playing a little bit with the idea of micro and macro seasons and trying to figure out how to explain this is what he and I were enjoying, because I was giving you examples, but we were talking about them as if it were one thing. So empty nesters, right? If you're an empty nester and this is the new thing you've been in, or this is the phase of life you're in, as if that is one thing happening in your world. But there could be a lot of other seasons or things, like bringing in the nuance of the actual season that you're in. So let me give you an example. A friend of mine is pregnant, and she's pregnant with her second baby. So she's got a young toddler, and her husband are right in the major growth phases of a business that they have been building and creating. They're right in a huge growth phase of their business. So in talking with her, she's had a very different season of life than she was in her first pregnancy. Her first pregnancy, she described it as being the queen. She's like, I was the queen. I was, you know, rest and pampering and focus on the pregnancy and all the things. This season of life, she's in go mode. She's building the business. She's running all day after a toddler. She's working hard. And so the season of life that she's in, you can't just say is pregnancy. It's much more complex than that. So when you're looking at what is your season of life, I want you to factor in some of these things. And it gets a little complex. So which one takes precedent? Maybe pregnancy, logically, you think, well, she would need to be, you know, resting and being present and nourishing her body, blah, blah, blah. But toddler mom, the season of life, that what that's asking of her is to be on her toes all the time, running, chasing, wrangling, right? And being in a major growth phase in the business that her and her husband have, well, that's asking her to really show up present for the business. It's asking her to, like, all hands on deck focus. So what she needs to do is sit down with all of these seemingly disparate priorities and figure out, putting them together in a season of life, now what is that complex season asking of her? And it is more than just prioritizing, although that's important. So somewhere in there is her figuring out, how do I honor that I'm pregnant and make sure that I'm doing the things that are, that my body needs and wants? She hasn't been nearly as sick this time. She hasn't been, you know, the pregnancy's allowing her to have a lot more energy. So that's been great. She can focus on things in her business. And she's also realizing, like, getting a little bit of support so that she can take rests during the day. And maybe her husband takes the toddler for bits of time or whatever it is. So getting into the complex juggling of these things, maybe the bigger season of life that you're in is a season of growing a business or raising a child or getting over an illness. But within that, you're also taking care of an ailing parent. And so there are complexities in there where you're having to figure out, how do I focus my energy toward raising a child and being present toward an elderly parent? And the complex coming together of those two things is what the season is asking of you. And really, in order to go with the flow of the season and not feel like you're getting butted up against one of those or the other, is to get creative in, what does it actually look like to be going with the flow here? So let's use my friend as an example. Let's say that if all she were doing, if the primary season of her life, and there wasn't really a lot of secondary things going on, were that she were in growth in her business, then it might be long nights spent doing production. It might mean growing in all different directions at once, right? She has a lot of opportunities coming up in her business, and she could sort of charge ahead on all of those at the same time. But because she's in a place of juggling multiple different, or her season of life has nuance, let's say it that way. I don't want to overwhelm her. So because her season of life has nuance and there are multiple pieces to it, and one of those pieces is raising a toddler, and that's asking her to be present, and one of those nuances is being pregnant, and that's asking her to get some rest. So maybe what she chooses in there, what the overarching complex season is asking of her, is to grow the business in a way that is sustained and focused. So to do one new growth piece at a time in the business, and once you get that under your belt, then take on the next instead of growing in 10 directions at once. And being really present for her toddler in the time that she spends with him, instead of spending 12 hours a day playing with him, maybe she spends 6 hours a day playing with him and he's with his dad or a care provider for a few of those hours. And maybe instead of having lots and lots of rest and being queen-like in her pregnancy, maybe this version looks like giving herself the time for a quick meditation in the morning to check in with her body and see what's the most potent and useful type of energy I could give myself today. Maybe instead of giving herself a lot of energy because she's taking long periods of rest and journaling, maybe instead it's making sure she gets an afternoon power nap in and focusing on getting the right nutrients to herself. Maybe there's a complex version of that that looks like getting nutrients into herself and her baby or toddler at the same time. So thinking about, instead of just feeding the toddler great toddler food, what can she incorporate into both of their diets that are things that are really helpful to support her for pregnancy? So I just wanted to make sure we talked about the complexity of this. All right, thanks for letting me pop in with that little PS. I am excited for you to take that tidbit of information as you come to these questions for journaling. And we'll see. I may or may not partner up with a dear friend of mine who's a really experienced business coach and bring this same concept to you and how it applies specifically to your business. See you next time. Deep bow of gratitude to you, my friends, for showing up for yourself and taking the time for this experience. If you enjoyed this, and I hope you did, it would mean so much to me if you would write a positive review. And please share this with your friends who you think might enjoy it. My team has set up some free presents for you, including a guided meditation, an energy healing, and a sneak peek into one of my programs. So go to caraviana.com to download those. With the deepest love, cheers to all that you are.